You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Quan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
All right, guys, let's talk about leveling up. This is how I'm gonna start this episode. Okay, we're very excited to talk about this topic because we think there's a lot there. We had trouble kind of describing like what it is. So right. I'll start from this concept of like leveling up. In terms of, okay, as you're living your life, there may be things that you want to improve about yourself, right?
Not just materially.
Definitely, yeah. Not just materially, just, you know, confidence, inner tribulations that you're going through, things like that. Or it can span to things financially, like materially, mm-hmm. things like that too.
And romantically.
Nice. That's a good one. But I think sometimes when we're in a group of people, sometimes you can feel like you're the weak link in the group or you're the strong link in the group.
Right.
And so I think both ends, maybe we'll talk about like the experiences that we've had.
Your immediate friend circle or your family too.
Exactly. Cases. And so if you, for example, if you feel like you're the weak link in the group, I think it can be really easy to be like, I can't share my struggles with everybody else because everybody else is doing so well and they could never understand, you know, the struggles that I'm going through. Versus like, if you're the strong link in the group, I think a lot of people are like, oh, you're fine. But why I wanted to bring this up is sometimes, you know, you're trying to better yourself and you are actually making progress. You are the strong link in the group, but you don't feel like you can share your successes with your close groups. Sometimes, because if they are not also quote unquote strong links or aspire to be this same kind of like aspiration as you, it can feel like you're just showing off, you're kind of being a jerk, or you're trying to look down on people, and that's certainly not the case a lot of the time. And so I think on both ends it's kind of like you don't understand me. Both ends are not able to be understood by each other.
Right.
And so I wanted to talk through kind of those scenarios.
Because sometimes there could be jealousy, even amongst your close friends or family.
Yeah.
And it could be difficult, like you were saying, to me, it's like, in a way, it's like isolation. You know, if you're doing better. But sometimes if you're not careful on how you share it, you could be seen as like gloating, humble bragging, or straight up bragging, or inconsiderate if somebody's going through a similar difficulty, but it's the other end, whether it's your family or your friends, it could be difficult to have them enjoy it with you.
Yeah.
Right? It could even be between spouses. I mean, he and I definitely have had that.
Oh.
Yeah, because we've worked together.
Oh.
And one of the first conflicts we had was at work.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I had no idea. Like I'll tell you the story later, but like she like walked home alone one night. And I was like, this is like how many years? I mean, we're together like 2 years, I think. I mean, we've been together for 12 years, but this is like, we weren't just new, but like,
in the beginning, newer. Newer. Yeah, newer.
And I was like, I learned a lot about her and she learned a lot about me.
Mm.
But at the time I was like, the heck? Like, I had no idea that this would even be an issue. You know, because we worked in the same department or the same job and, you know, one of us got an opportunity to do something. And I was like, and you know me, I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I don't care. And then, you know, this is like way before, you know?
Yeah, I think we can start with a work, like I think work examples are really easy actually to start with, because I think, and of course like performance and promotion conversations are just, I think the standard example of something like this, where there are so many people, you know, that are going for the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it can be, I've definitely been in a scenario where when you feel like you're not where you want to be, when you feel like you're behind, when you feel, because literally, right, we're talking about both ends of the spectrum here. When you feel like the weak link, you feel like you're behind, right? You are bringing people down because you're at the bottom. And so it can be very hard to hear, you know, you're trying and maybe you haven't figured out what you need to level up yet. And your peers are maybe like lapping you, not right. just like, oh, they're running ahead. They're lapping you like mm-hmm. two laps, like, you know, and then particularly when it's your close friends, like your close friend got promoted or something like that.
Right.
And they told you, I think I've definitely been in that scenario before where I'm like, my first inkling was not happiness actually oh, for wow. the person, but I didn't say anything. But right. my first inkling was like,
they don't even work at the same company, right?
My friend did. My friend oh, did.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a little different. That could have been you.
Exactly. But see, I didn't say anything because I do think that scenario is like, you are having an emotional response. You're right. having like a self yeah. response. Like, it's like of jealousy.
Because that's too close to home. Like if they worked at a different company, you probably wouldn't care.
Right. But right. I'm talking about these close, because a yeah. lot of the times it's like within your friend group.
Yeah.
So for example, for the promotion one, my first feeling was not elation for the yeah. other person.
Right.
It was like, why did you tell me so soon? You could have waited like a day. Whoa. Like, yeah. you know, it was fresh. It was a little fresh. But then, you know, for me, it was like, okay, a day or two later, it was like, she didn't do anything wrong. You know yeah. what I mean? She's not trying to hurt you.
Right.
People usually, at least the friends that I have, mm-hmm. it's like, they tell you because you're important to them and they mm-hmm. want to share their life with you.
Right.
And so that's I was able to appreciate that part. Right. It's right. like, I mean, great. Like she's doing awesome. Right. So that's really great. But I've certainly also been on the sidelines when I've also seen other people in that scenario and they get upset because they feel like they've been like, you know, trying for this for so long. And then somebody, it feels like they got it so easy. Right. And then it feels like you can't even share good news with some people because yeah. they get upset. Like they get yeah. they get upset. Or I actually haven't had this happen. I don't know if you guys have had this happen. They like try to sabotage you. They like,
really?
They like try to like, and I have some public examples of this, which for example, like I know this, they're not work examples, but examples of where I think we see this in like this in the celebrity world is like, right. you know, there's been a lot of celebrities where they've lost a lot of weight recently. Mm-hmm. They've and intentionally because, and a lot of these celebrities, I think for example, like Kelly Clarkson, mm-hmm. she was told like, you know, yeah. that this is really important for your health. And so she did that same thing, and like with Adele
and the haters. Came
and then
out.
The haters come yeah. and they like, are upset that right. somebody's trying to better their lives.
Right.
And so I haven't had that on a personal level, but I've certainly felt like the weak link.
Mm.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I see it. Well, it's, I wouldn't say there are some relatable aspects for me, I guess, growing up, you know, that when and this is not like your fault if your friends act that way, but I try to surround myself with people who wouldn't have a reaction.
Mm, mm, mm.
And if they did, and I'm not saying my whole life, I'm sure there were people that were like, I think being a girl is a little different
mm-hmm.
because, for example, let's say you get engaged. Like we've seen enough movies where
the girlfriends will be jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bridesmaids was based on that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
When someone has a house
mm-hmm.
before you, when yeah. someone has a baby before you, like I think as a guy, it's less apparent in my growing up circle.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could maybe, like, I don't have siblings. I think it'd be mm-hmm. different if you had siblings, and for sure I have friends who have siblings, and how come you're a screw up and that one's doing better? And that, like, mm. I definitely see that, and that could be yeah. hard. I don't have siblings. I have cousins and none of us care.
Yeah.
You know, like we all wish each other well.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you know, even cousins are being compared sometimes by the parents.
For sure. Mm. Cause especially in East Asian culture.
Mm. Yes.
Cause you grow up, I was close to my cousins. They're almost like, you know, you call mm-hmm. them your brothers and sisters for a reason, right?
Yeah. It's ingrained into the language.
Yeah, yeah. And like for me, it's less so cause my folks are, they're definitely more like Western, like individualized
mm-hmm.
versus like, say my wife's family. It's like, oh, look, your cousins are, they live in China. Why can't you? I live in New York. I have a job. Like, I'm not going to move back to China just because my other cousins live there. Right. Anyways. So for my friends group, mostly, I have mostly guy friends. I have very few girlfriends, mm-hmm. except for you guys and maybe like a couple of other mm-hmm. ones in college and growing up. So my guy friends, like they, I would say we're all pretty good at supporting each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whenever we do, like you said, level up, whether it's get a, make more money,
mm-hmm,
get a promotion, get a house, you know, all my friends were in their 40s. So they're all now doing pretty well. Get,
mm-hmm.
You know, anytime they get married, it's like a celebration. Anytime they have a baby, it's a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe for the wife and her friend circle, that's different. But for the guy's friend circle, it's like automatic, like, you know, text message to the group, like, you know, balloons,
everyone, yeah,
you know, congratulations. You know, we really wish each other the most. So I never felt that I had to not share with my immediate friends.
Mm.
But I do feel like nowadays you don't want to publicly share stuff. Right. So I have friends that will just, you know, that's who they are. They'll be like, hey, I got this. I did this. And for me, like, I don't post any achievements.
I don't either.
Especially especially in my work, you have to post your achievements because that's how people think you get more clients. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally, no one knows how, like once in a while I'll be like, hey, we won an award.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if I posted every time I sold something, I'm like, which would anyone do? I'm like, I mean, that's my job.
Yeah.
But literally if anybody, but it's like considered
standard
more, it's like you must do it.
It's not
like,
even just, okay,
I'm like, no, I don't have to do it. Gonna like kids, because also I don't want, what if you know my client, I don't want their new, I could be like an anonymous person, but
mm-hmm.
what if you know them, it's like I just put out that they bought a house for this much,
mm-hmm.
you could probably look it up, but like I don't want to do that to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so for me, like, work has definitely been, and also like on social media, I don't want people seeing like what my lifestyle is, you know, or
we know your cooking lifestyle.
Yeah, you could do my cooking because ain't nobody getting jealous, right? Because like it's cooking, you know.
Jealous because you are so quick when you cook.
I am
cook,
really quick, yeah.
And somehow you can just whip up whatever dishes.
And I cook at the same time.
Yeah,
people
and
don't
then
realize that. I'm like, film. Yeah.
Film, and then you're like, oh, I have this. I'm gonna make this. And then, you know,
because I used to work at a restaurant.
That's true.
We used to work at the restaurant.
Used to work at a restaurant, but then I never.
Not in the back, Mia.
Yeah.
In the front. In the back, it's like, like you learn like little
Dan.
Tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I forgot about that, but yes, your cooking lifestyle is very impressive.
I'm sorry if I made you jealous. But yeah, so I do think like, and then, if from the behind standpoint, I've felt the more behind, but on a macro level, in that I didn't find a career until later in my life. But I didn't feel like I was dragging people down, because
mm-hmm.
we all did so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anything, I think I would look to people for help. Like, hey, you have a similar career path. How did you
mm-hmm.
figure out that's what you're going to do?
Mm. Yeah.
But no, I definitely see that this is becoming an issue more and more now with like your people that are around you, you know?
I think, okay, let's use the, you know, your friends are in a certain age groups mm-hmm. and they have kids, mm-hmm. their kids are growing up. I'm definitely behind, quote unquote, behind in that aspect, mm-hmm. if you think about it that way. But it depends on, like, that's not my priority.
Right.
So I don't necessarily feel like I'm jealous, or I don't necessarily...
Like, you don't feel behind.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so I think, you know, when there is jealousy there, if you, let's say, in your friend getting a promotion
mm-hmm.
situation,
yeah.
maybe because, like, you also wanted the same thing, right? So
yeah,
that's...
Well,
you,
when you
that's,
wanted the
yeah.
same
yeah.
things. Yeah, yeah.
And you could have had it.
Yeah, yeah. But
are we just, you know, opening up?
I'm actually thinking about, like, but see, like, I obviously got over it quickly, but mm-hmm. it's also interesting because it almost is like she wanted the same. She wanted that. And I also wanted that, mm-hmm. as in mm-hmm. we're both ambitious people.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And so I wonder, though, like, why sometimes it can feel like, why you can't be happy for somebody and when it's like we should be able to. I do think I'm there now, because, and you know why, I think it's because I now place less value like on like these labels of mm-hmm. success.
There you go.
Right. Because, and so I think that, I think it's right. You're right. I think it's like where you place the value mm-hmm. is it really like frames that differently because I thought it was like, oh, it's because they actually don't even want the same thing. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's just like, hey, I want to be better. And it's like, hey, no, I want to stay right. the same. Right. But it's like, you can actually want the same things and it can still feel like you can't share your successes sometimes. Right. And I think that that's where I needed to reflect, you know, mm-hmm. I think that one's on me. That one's on me. But I've also been on the other side where, yeah, I feel like I can't share. I don't want to be so public because it feels mm. braggy. It feels braggy a right. lot of the time.
Do you want to share it here?
No. See, even like, cause like you were saying, like sometimes, you know, if you've been single for a very, very long time right. and then you start dating, mm. then you're like, you're like, it's like different. Right? And like, there's people that used to talk about being single with and now, yeah. you're like not single
and if
anymore.
Still single,
oh,
yeah.
Then, you know, see, this definitely
more
is
of a
more
girl thing.
Of a girl
thing. I will say it could. Yeah. I think it's also an age thing because yeah. I think at this point, I don't think there's anybody that's like, I'm sad you're single because I'm still single. Blah yeah. blah blah. I don't think so, but I think when I was yeah. younger, there would be.
I could, but no, I could thing. See like.
You change,
I
bro.
I could see yeah. a lot yeah. of my wife's friends who are single and then they have a lot of single friends and they become not single, that all those single friends, if they, see, here's the thing. If they struggle, then you will hear about it. Mm. Just like how you felt jealous of your friend because you obtained something that they wish, it's not, they don't want your guy. Maybe, I don't know. I'm just kidding. But they want something you got.
Yeah,
And there will be times. So I found your example really interesting before when we were brainstorming. You said like spiritually,
mm-hmm.
personal growth.
Yeah.
I think that's really interesting because I hadn't thought about that.
Mm.
And now I'm like, yeah, what if, because we go through life in your 20s, and we talk about this a lot, like your mindset from your teens, 20s, 30s, where you're at in life. What if like you kept growing and that person was stagnant?
Mm.
It's almost like you can't, to me, that's like the crux. It's like you can't even relate to them anymore.
Yes, yes. That,
but you've known them for a long time. And you're
yes.
like tight.
I think that's the one I really want to hit on,
yeah.
right? It's like either you brought up a one I didn't even think about, like your spouse,
yeah.
like your partner, but like in your friend group, right? You're trying to like either better yourself spiritually or just in anything. Like maybe
right.
you just, you want to get fit. And
that's
most
a simple one, right?
It's a simple one. And most
so,
of your friends.
So all your friends are not fit?
A lot of people are not fit.
Wait, so Kwan, you just made friends with like
no,
really low
me.
Achieving
not
people.
Not me. No,
wait,
okay.
I don't think this is my example.
I can give the I want to be fit example because I'm like, I want to be fit or
okay.
like more like healthy, eat healthy
I
stuff.
I mean, Mia, you and like, I lost like, you guys can't tell, but I definitely lost.
You
I
look
lost
fabulous.
My COVID weight in the last like, because of me, you know, you guys, you both actually, you're my two most fit friends. And I was like, I cannot.
It's
be
the tennis.
Unfit. It's nothing. No.
Oh no, it's not.
No, tennis doesn't do anything.
No. What is it?
No, just like active. Stop eating mm-hmm. crap.
Yes.
Just
okay, that's
crap.
The thing.
That's it.
It's
yes. self-control.
It yeah. is.
It is.
So that's why
that's it.
A lot of that line, right? In order to achieve that goal. Yeah. Like I stop eating sugar, like all these
same.
Bad stuff.
Done. I haven't had a cake. You know how the only cake I had was at your
my
birthday. And I definitely was like, I almost didn't eat it.
Me too.
That's
wow.
how
but
I
was like, but
oh
I can't. It's my birthday
oh
cake,
my
so I have to eat it.
Where,
and
you
I
were
felt
thinking
a
the same
sense
thing?
Of responsibility
oh my
of
God,
eating.
Yeah.
Like I have to finish this, or at least I need to eat at least half.
No.
Because if
I had two bites.
You did?
Wow. I had two bites. And I was like, discipline. Yeah.
But I'm like, it's my birthday cake. Mm. I cannot not eat it.
So no sugar.
Yeah. But then
right?
I'm calling my sister out. But then she was like, she'll say things like, oh, you're no fun anymore.
Yes. This is this is what I'm talking about.
I don't care. I look good. That's
yeah.
the price you gotta pay.
To look good.
Right? Like, she's like, I don't snack with her. I don't snack anymore. Nice. I don't have dessert. I was eating ice cream like every night. Wow. Every night. And, like, the thing is, our good metabolism cannot handle ice cream every night. I don't care what metabolism you have. Nope. And I was eating like, because I have a sweet tooth. Mm-hmm. And I didn't work out. See, at least you worked out.
Yeah.
I didn't work out. So now, like, I work out, lifted weights the other day. I always do some sort of cardio.
You lifted weights, bro?
Yeah, like,
bro?
Dude, I'm sore, yo.
What?
Nice. Like, bam, bam. I got like,
Nice.
But I just started.
Nice.
So when you, obviously you guys are an inspiration. Wow. You're my only active and fit friends.
Honestly, I feel honored.
You know, instead of being like, you guys are fit, I was like, yo, I need to get fit. But the thing is, I surround myself with people like who will not get jealous.
Yes. And I also, and like surrounding yourself with people who you admire, the actual like habits that you want to emulate. But I think what I want to talk about is like, what happens when some people, you know, you choose your friends when you're in high school and you still keep in touch with them.
Yes. Okay. So the question is,
when you quote unquote kind of, I don't want to say you grow out of your friends, but maybe you grow out of a season, or there's a misalignment sometimes.
I think that's, you know, it's hard for us to figure out the impetus of this. I mean, the theme of the title of this podcast, but that to me is the essence, where it's like, You have people that you're close to that you grew up with or through a formidable time in your life. And what happens when now it's different? Because that's going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's tough because some people would say, get new friends. I'm not like that. Yeah. I mean, your experiences count. And that's a person that's worth having.
Yeah.
Because you've been through it. You can't just like, just because they don't like your new body. You know, Adele and you're like, you don't like skinny Adele, I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
Don't subscribe because you know how people often say, you hear that a lot, like surround yourself with the people that you want to emulate or that inspire you, that give you positive vibes But I also don't subscribe to the idea of like, you don't need to keep in touch with people who don't necessarily add value to your lives. Cause I'm like,
cause that's some millennial BS. Right,
like
there.
Why? Like that doesn't sound okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Cause you can still be friends with them.
Especially if you have history.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just cut that person out of your life.
Yeah.
I think that there's cutting somebody out, I think, is extreme. Mm-hmm. But I do think that
you will grow apart for sure.
You will grow apart a little bit.
For sure.
And there's going to be some distance. Because 100%. Because think about it. If you want to share your successes and you want to, not just like, oh, I did great. It's like you want to be better than you are today. You want to get better and better and better. And if somebody's already like being a hater when you're like on level one and you want to be at level 10, you're probably not going to share with them level two,
and you're
going to
grow apart.
No, for sure.
Right.
And that's natural.
Yes. And so I think that that's where I think there's a reality that maybe sometimes you spend less time with different people, but
and vice versa. Like if you're struggling with something,
if you're struggling,
but everybody else is like going ahead, and you might feel like, okay, I don't want to bring you guys down. Like you guys were saying, right?
I don't either. I think it's usually like, I don't want to bring you guys down. But also I don't want to feel like bad because it's like, I need some encouragement. And it's sometimes being ahead, looking at people who are ahead is encouraging. Sometimes it's absolutely not. It's like debilitating. you're like, I will never get to your level. Right. So like, what do I do?
But maybe like, and it depends. Cause you know, I hang out with people that make way more money than me, but they don't make, you know, that's not a thing. Mm. Right. Like if we're just talking about money.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I've never been felt less than. Let's talk about the money thing for a little bit, because remember, it is like that one episode in Friends.
Yes.
So the episode, what is it called again?
It's called the one with the eggplant and steak, right?
Yeah, something like that. It can impact if your friend group that was used to hanging out a lot and a lot and a lot, and some people make much more money and some much more money.
So real quick, there's 6 friends. If you've never seen Friends, 3 of them have corporate jobs. 3 of them have like good paying jobs, stable,
more stable job.
And then the other 3 are like artists and
waitress, actor,
like,
stuff like
you know, like a very New York, like bohemian lifestyle,
a little bit more bohemian, not as stable.
They see each other all the time, but then
they hang out all the time.
the other ones want to go to fancy restaurants and then the other ones can't afford it. So they're like, I don't think you realize that we don't make as much money as you.
Yes. Right? And it's like that awkward where like people are like, oh, let's just split it evenly. And like the people on one end are, because I'm still this person. No matter, I feel like, you know, it has to do with how you're raised too, but it's like you look at the menu and you're trying to spend the least amount of money possible. And then all of a sudden somebody's like, let's split it equally. You're like, what?
And then you'll go with the most expensive item.
Yeah. And so that I think is very real for a lot of people. And how do you broach that
topic?
But
I think that's less for you. That might be less than like affordability, but just you're like, that's your personality. Because you can probably afford it. You just don't. You want to feel like nobody, because there's always that. Here's that person. Because we're talking about that person. When everybody's like, yeah, let's just like order one drink and this. And the other one's like, I'll have the lobster, please. And you're like, okay, I'll have the bronze. You know, then you're maybe it's like that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can afford it.
Right.
Because it's not like you're going out with millionaires.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
But there were times when, I mean, I go through, I don't drink. So my friends will order 10 drinks. And when they say split it, I go, hey guys, remember Dan? Dan quit drinking 15 years ago. You guys remember that? You're like, oh yeah, we forgot. Yeah. Be like, you know what? I'm gonna give you money for my dish, and y'all can figure it out. Like, I have no qualms. I'll be like, y'all figure it out.
Yeah, but I think in some friend circles, right? Some people want to do like Monica Chandler and Ross.
They want to do.
They want to do the fancy things. But then the people. So then, like, but then you don't want to like leave people out.
Yeah.
But then the people can't
go. See, I've always
been
very diplomatic. Like, we knew, like, growing up, my friend group, you know, some were millionaires, some were not, and some were always broke, like needing to be lent money.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go out, we're just like, yo, straight up, like, yo, can you afford this? And then if they say no, they'll be like, yeah, you guys do. I can't afford it. And it'll be good.
Yes. But
then if
we want to pitch in. That's so mature.
Straight up.
Yeah.
This
is very mature.
But then
mature.
If we're like, we really want you there. Yo, don't worry. I'll float you the money.
See, this is.
And we're just like, yeah. Then we'll have the time.
That's like honestly incredible.
But that's also
like
a bunch of dudes.
But it's also, it can be an awkward thing to bring up. And it's hard to talk about for a lot of people. Maybe not for your group, but for other people's group. Because then it's like, you don't want to make people feel bad.
That's right.
You don't want to be like, are you poor? You know what I mean? Like,
well, the thing is, I grew up, we knew.
But everybody knows.
But I think it's only because you grew up with them.
That's right. Because now it's different. Like, but that's it's hard. But also going back to like making friends, it's hard to make friends now because you kind of have to be like equal.
Yeah.
In a way, like new friends.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, that's kind of weird. Because if they're like, yo, let's go to let's go out to a Michelin star meal and you're like, well, I barely know you. I'm not trying to drop $500 for dinner. You know, like. That's definitely, like that scenario. Right? But like if you grew up
money
with them.
Money is a tricky topic.
Or you guys all became friends earlier. Because a lot of people in New York, they became friends earlier. Similar jobs, so similar pay scale. And unless somebody like gets promoted to way high, you know, you're all kind of like growing.
Yeah, to get together.
A little
together.
Bit.
So, yeah.
That's just my guess.
Yeah. Right. I think it goes back to though, like, you probably will stop hanging out with those people if you can't talk about it.
Yeah.
But because like I know a lot of people, right, when they first moved to New York, I'm so glad I never went through this phase. But when most people first moved to New York, like everybody's like, let's do the New York things, like let's get like bottle service, let's do the New York 50, like restaurants,
dang,
all
now.
This stuff, and I'm like, and it's so expensive, and you know, like some
you're
people
like,
are
I'm not
like
friends with you guys for a reason. New friend group.
It's like, all right, I gotta
free stuff. Yes. You guys want to go for a hike in Central Park? Yeah, that was me. Like, I'm not trying to. I was never like trying to impress people.
But then I think the way that you just describe it, how mature like that was of handling it, like just being able to like ask about people's scenarios, and people can do their own thing, and people can come together, and nobody felt left out. Nobody felt like they were like, or
I think you have to have a very close bond with people, because they have to feel like you're not going to judge them,
or just like leave them,
or leave them, right?
They're going to have to feel like you're not being rude by asking that question.
That's what I'm saying. It's more like I'm worried that I want to make sure you have money for rent.
Yeah.
And I'd rather you, you know, take care of that first.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
You know, but this is also like in our 20s, 30s, 40s, it's less because the people, you know, we all like mature.
Evened out right? a little bit more.
And yeah. like, we don't take, you know, I'm not taking a lot of trips with friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we did a couple times, but that was like, this, we're not like going to like yeah. Bali. We're not spending like $10,000.
You're not coming to Bali?
No, I mean like we're doing like easy stuff.
Easier stuff.
Like low-lying stuff.
What were you going to say, man?
Affordable no,
I was going to say, I'm just like thinking about my friendships and whenever, let's say if I experience a success or anything, like I don't normally go to my friend and say, hey, so this happened, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't think that I naturally, like, share
right.
my yeah. success with people.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe that's probably why I don't really run into this
situation.
Like,
I
this is
totally
this doesn't
that,
really
yeah.
cross my yeah. mind. So I have to, like, really think about it. Mm-hmm. What I would do if I were in
I
that
think
situation.
You share your struggles more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Like, when you were buying a house, you were like, dude, this process is hard. Like,
it's did, horrible.
Like, especially living not in the
yeah.
region.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
I agree. I think I share my struggle more yeah. than my success, I think, for whatever reason.
Well, I think the example that you shared about how you were trying to better yourself. Yeah. And then, you know, like, for example, if you're trying to eat really healthy and then you go... Everybody, you go to like a fast food restaurant or like a less healthy place with a group of friends, and your sister, right, is like, you're not fun anymore. Yeah. Like that yeah. kind that I think that counts
yeah,
of like
yeah,
right.
We're about to be not fun anymore.
I know, like, so not fun.
Cheese, no thanks.
Snacks, no thanks. Carb,
no thanks.
Take that away.
Is, we used to like snack. We used to give people snacks. You come
yes.
back. Yeah. Actually, I gave you a snack that you would bring to me. I'm like, here, you can have it.
I love snacks.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Sorry about that.
No, not good. In that phase anymore. It's okay.
Fruit.
It's okay.
You can give fruit to each other.
Fruit baskets.
Fruit baskets.
Oh, my God. We're so lame. Here's some really healthy, oh like, you know, really healthy. Like,
protein bars.
Protein bars. That's why, like, Yi's friend, one time she had a friend that was like, so her friend makes these, like, I love them. She would make these really weird health snacks.
Okay.
And Yi was like, I'm not touching that. They were like really out there.
Okay.
Oh my God. They were so, I was like, cause there, I went through periods of, this is like 2019 where I was like, I had to like look good for the camera. So I'm like, I'm not eating anything. I'm starving myself. But like Cheryl would have like a weird snack that she made.
I tried
oh,
her
like
vegan brownie.
Like?
I think
oh, so
I
good.
Remember
good.
That.
That
oh,
really good.
I love that stuff.
I did not love
oh,
that.
Oh my God. People were, like wasn't. Literally this stuff no. looked disgusting to most people. And I was like, give me that. This is really cool.
Was
like,
that was a time when I really had sweet tooth. So I really enjoyed dessert. So I'm
okay.
like, what yeah. is this stuff? It's too healthy. But okay, I think just like being on the other side where yeah. if you're feeling like you're behind and your friends are more successful, whatever that term means, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's also, it can go either way. You can either go like the jealous route yeah. or you can go, oh, I want to be like them.
Yeah,
like, how do
right.
I get there?
Right.
So honestly, I think your struggle was like, how do I share my, or like, how do I share my life with other people if it's not received well? But it also, it takes two to tango, right? It also like, they also need to make sure that they're, I don't know.
Ready?
Yeah, they're like, they're fine with that. Like, yeah. they don't think that you're just trying to like brag or anything.
Mm, yeah. Yeah. I think
like that part you can't really control.
You can't. You cannot. Yeah. But I think, I guess like when you're on the other end, you can control it a little bit more. Like if mm-hmm. you're like, you know, you feel like you're behind. It's really hard, right? It's like,
yeah,
everybody is better than me. And like every, like there's nothing that's, it's, I'm trying. It's not like I'm not right. trying, right? It's right. really easy to feel like that when you're on the other end. And, but I think it's kind of like what you're saying. There are some things, there is a control element there too. It's like, okay, well you can choose to wallow mm-hmm. in your victimhood and like feel sorry for yourself. Or you can choose to not do that and to just right. like move forward. I do think sometimes it's helpful to not be around people, like certain people, maybe not cut them out of your life. Like it depends on how bad it is, right? It depends on how bad it is. But it's like, what do you need to just get better? Instead of focusing on them, like focus on like what is good for you. Mm. The wallowing is certainly not.
Mm. Right.
I can't think of a situation where it would be, unless like some like psycho, like reverse psychology, like it motivates you when it, or something like that. Right. But usually it's like, it doesn't help you. It doesn't help you. So,
I mean, you know, according to our spiritual belief, right? I sometimes just chalk it up to like, oh, she's a woman of great virtue. So that's why she has all these things in life now.
Mm, yeah. So like this thought, I was thinking about this today. So it's like, there are things. So if you believe in like a cosmic, like kind of a worldview or a karma in any way,
yeah,
there are some things that are going to be yours and there are some things that are not going to be yours. There's also the what is the sayings, like let it go. And if it comes back to you, then it's yours. And if it doesn't, then it wasn't yours.
Yeah.
So there are some things, even if you vie and go for it, you exhaust all of the elements, it's not yours.
And I mean, it's for me, I don't like material gains for me means nothing. So if somebody has something that I don't have, like, I don't really care. So it's, I've never, like that just doesn't even like transpose. And if somebody's better spiritually, I always look inside and say like, okay, what did they do to get to that point? Is it something that I can do? Is it more self-discipline, right?
Right. Like, cause you don't know what kind of effort they put in.
Yeah. Like if their body looks better, maybe I should go to the gym.
Maybe you should.
As long as you guys know me, I don't go to the gym at all. And even now, like I'll do aerobics and cardio way more and like do more like things I should be doing. Only, you know, sometimes, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. But I should just like suck it up and do those things way more, even though they're painful.
Yeah.
But like if somebody else is willing to put in the time, then they should gain it.
Yeah. Right?
Or like if they're gonna basically improve their mindset, then great, I should learn something from it. You know, so I hope that people around me are the same. Obviously, I can't control like what they feel like. I guess I'm pretty lucky in that people don't, you know, the people around me immediately, they're not like unhappy for me or happy for me. We're just like, all right, we live our lives. We help each other. Mm. We enjoy things together. If not, all good. You know, like, yeah, it's. And then I'm generally like happy for people when they get something new or, you know, get a promotion
or something like that.
Have that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like, I think what you just brought up, it's both the first one, which is like where you place your value. Because if you don't place your value on material things and somebody gets a material thing, then like it doesn't, you're like, it's not an attachment of yours.
And for example, right? Like Mia was saying,
the kids.
Same boat. I mean, I don't know how many times I get asked the day by strangers, like in my building, like, yo, you don't have kids. When are you going to have kids? I'm like, I don't see a kid as a benchmark to a successful life. In fact, it's anti-successful. Oh, so no. If I had a kid, I wouldn't be as successful as I am today. So I'm not going to have a kid.
Interesting.
It's by choice. Same with my wife thinks the same thing. Right. So for me, it's like, but I get asked that like a million times, but because like we don't put that, I don't use that as a benchmark. I'm like, I could care less. You could have 10 kids. You know, I don't. Like owning property, you know, like I'm in that business. So for me, like owning property only is, I'll do it if it makes sense monetarily, if it's going to be like a good investment, right? Because it's like a lot of money you got to fork out, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, I have everything I need. So it's like, and romantically, I'm like, for me, like I guess, I don't know what it's like to not have I've not divorced. So like, you know what I mean? Like before that point I broke up, but like we're together and I'm very happy. So people are, I don't post anything about it. Cause I'm like, this is just my relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to make, and also I don't want to make people feel bad. If they're going through a tough time. Like, oh, this is the divorce rate's really high right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to like, you know,
I do think that there is a certain, to kind of round out the episode, I think there's, on one side, there's a certain amount of tact that you should have I think when you are like trying to, you know, better yourself and like improve and things like that, because like
show a little restraint
and be at, I think though, if you're genuine, if you're truly genuine and you just want to be like share a thing, then like be like really think about that. If you're, are you being genuine or do you just want to show people? Do we just want attention?
If you put it on social media, you probably want to show people. But if you have a good relationship with somebody, it's probably like, and genuinely it's been going back and forth, then it's different, right?
Yeah.
But it's there's like, tell also me how you're doing. There's also this thought of like, you work hard for it. So yes, you go show it off because you've earned it.
I don't have any problem with that. I just choose not to do it myself.
Yes,
I have
exactly.
no problem when people do it.
Yeah.
For other people, that is a problem. Like in this world, when like we're talking about reactions, right? Mm. You just mentioned like a Hollywood person. So at your own, if you don't, if you do something that's could be perceived as showing off and you're not ready for the flack, you're living in La La Land. Because, you know, if you do it and somebody gives you flack online, you better deal with it. Because it's like both ways. Because somebody out there is going to be like, anything positive these days, somebody's going to be like,
it's unfortunate.
You're just showing off.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah. I think it's not perhaps do it because you want to, not because somebody else wants you to, or you care about, it can't be the drive. The driving force should be like, it should come with within, from within, right?
If it makes you feel better to do it, do it. But if you get flack for it, don't pretend like you were like, oh my God, like, why are people mad? Like, this is the internet, folks. You're reaching millions of people.
Yeah.
And they're all going to have different opinions. They don't even know you. Like, if you, thing is, like, if we all knew each other, we know it's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
And we genuinely want to be happy for each other.
Mm, yeah. So, and then I guess.
Don't listen to the internet.
And then on the other side of like feeling like you are the weaker link or the weak link in the group or like, you know, you're the one that's struggling and like nobody understands your struggles. It's like, it's like, I think it's one of those things where it's like you have, I think both ends have a choice. At the top, you have a choice to like who you want to surround yourself with and like who you want to tell. Same thing on the other side, who you want to surround yourself with and how you choose to take in the information of the world. Because similarly, you can't expect people to like, you can't expect to not be exposed to the world.
Right.
If you live in the world, I guess if you live in a cave or if you live in a monastery, you have chosen that life. But if you live in the world, like there will be things that you can't control.
Right.
You will hear things that you don't want to hear. Man, like that's just going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so at least like being kind to yourself and knowing what works for you and, you know, doing the true kind thing to yourself,
mm-hmm.
which is like, I would say is not to the wallowing thing. Because I guess it's just like, where do you think it'll get you?
Right. Nowhere.
With those wise words, we'll end the episode.
Anything else? I think we're good, right?
I think we're good.
All right. See you guys in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.